voice in the choir, I guess. I don't know. Like, I've definitely, you know, had my own struggles in my life. And I looking back, now that I'm kind of in a more stable phase for the most part, you know, I'm really grateful for those experiences because they taught me a lot about myself. And I think it's a really jarring experience for a lot of people to, you know, learn the truth about what's happening in the world. I grew up in a pretty sheltered environment, I'd say. And then, you know, when I moved to Vancouver, and I'm a really curious person, I started working in the Downtown East Side, and I wanted to know what was going on in the world. And when I kind of found out, you know, all the different kind of levels of oppression and struggle, and I had a lot of distrust for, you know, the people in power, and it's a troubling and confusing thing to go through. And I think it takes, you know, a good part of your lifetime to kind of open your eyes and look at the truth and then move forward in a healthy way, find a place to use your talents and your gifts in a healthy way, and continue to heal yourself. Hopefully not continuing, or, you know, like perpetuating things that harm the people around you, and to treat, you know, the people in your community with respect, and treat the people you love with respect. It's a lifelong journey.